WCYB Cybercrime Radio. Hello again. This is Zach Hack, and today we're going to speak to Sean Donnelly. Sean is from SimSpace. SimSpace is a company based here in the U.S., delivers cyber risk mitigation for networks of any size or complexity through modeling, quantifying, and efficacy. Today we're going to learn about SimSpace and how it can benefit you. Sean, it sounds like a great company. Tell us a little bit more about it, though.
Definitely. Yeah, so SimSpace prepares and empowers chief information security officers and security practitioners to defend against advanced adversaries. And so we provide customers with a cybersecurity readiness platform and services to go along with that. And ultimately, they're producing actionable cyber risk analytics. We take a quantified, threat-focused modeling approach to continuously assessing and improving the performance of security programs. That's really bolstered by our core offering, which is a robust, open, and remotely accessible cyber range that we deliver as a service to customers.
SimSpace, with respect to other cyber range capabilities, what sets SimSpace apart from the others? What makes you guys so special?
I'll start by saying that some really great, capable cyber range solutions have been discussed on this podcast. Now, when we think of quintessential cyber range environments, we generally think about either small-scale canned virtual networks that are deployed for individual use. We also think about large-scale virtual networks that are deployed for what are commonly referred to as live fire security team exercises. A handful of enterprise solutions exist that can deliver those. Where the SimSpace platform distinguishes itself from the pack, it can be described in three terms. So I'd say comprehensive, realistic, and self-service. And when I say comprehensive, I'm referring to the cyber range specific functions of the SimSpace platform. And the list is long, like 13 items to be exact. So I'll name a few, but the first is scenario and content development. The second is adversary attack simulation and emulation. And then finally, the ability to track competency, experience, and proficiency metrics of security individuals and teams. And when I say realistic, I mean being able to generate high fidelity environments that match the configuration and complexity of customer enterprise networks. So cyber ranges and cyber range environments specifically are generally grouped into one of four types, each serving different use cases. Those are simulation, emulation, overlay, and hybrid, which is just any combination of the previous three. Specifically, with respect to emulation range environments, at SimSpace, we're proud to say our technology can quickly generate reusable, scaled down models of customer networks. We can layer on unique automated user activity that mimics your workforce, and we can launch automated machine learning driven attack life cycles against them. Finally, when I mentioned self-service, I mean putting the power in the hands of the customer, enabling them to effectively and efficiently design, build, and modify network environments, threat scenarios, and LMS style content.
SimSpace, let's talk about them with the DoD, Department of Defense. You guys have a relationship with the DoD. I'd like to know a little bit of details about that because that's very cool. That's very interesting.
Our security DNA is deeply rooted in support of the Department of Defense. So our founders came out of the United States Cyber Command, MIT Lincoln Lab, and the National Security Agency. In 2015, we began with conducting team-based training and assessment exercises on our platform for cyber protection teams, or CPTs, as part of the Cyber Mission Force. And in 2016, we began offering our platform as a cloud-hosted solution. Following that, in 2017, our platform was used for research as part of the DARPA RADx, U.S. Electrical Grid Testbed. And we carried out mission readiness training for defensive cybersecurity teams that year as well. And then in 2018, we supported a number of offensively focused government exercises. And that's also the year we joined the team to design and develop the Persistent Cyber Training Environment, or PCTE. And that's currently relied on daily by over 6,000 DoD personnel. On top of PCTE, we've also played major roles in the development and execution of various force-level cybersecurity exercises that have taken place on PCTE in recent years. Those are exercises you may or may not have heard of, such as Cyber Flag, Cyber Guard, Cyber Shield, et cetera. Now, it's worth stating that our relationship with the DoD, it's played a significant role in us being able to successfully deliver a mature platform to non-government customers. So having thousands of users on the platform at one time, spanning multiple personas and executing dozens of different workflows, it's enabled us to identify and overcome technical hurdles and design and implement features that our commercial competitors aren't able to begin to tackle since they don't have that kind of feedback loop.
So SimSpace has a noteworthy commercial customer base. What drives commercial business to work with you?
we service five of the top 15 US banks, numerous insurance organizations, educational institutions, and consulting firms, among others. And really, it's a combination of our platform and its capabilities, and then the services that I alluded to earlier. And ultimately, we are able to execute interactive team events with our customers that are essentially cybersecurity maturity assessments and opportunities to identify areas for performance improvements across security efficacy, efficiency, and effectiveness. We do so through large-scale exercises, typically between 24 and 48 hours execution windows. And the output of that is a very actionable cyber risk analytics that contain annual loss expectancy estimations, as well as granular areas of improvement across the technology used and the people that are part of it and the processes that they implemented. And so we see tremendous positive feedback on the value of the platform mixed with the services that we provide in terms of overall reducing cybersecurity risk as part of overall business risk.
Earlier, you alluded to SimSpace core technology forming the basis for impactful new offerings. What can you tell us about the future of SimSpace? Where are you guys going?
First, we break up the operations side of security into preparation and execution. And then you have the governance side that is risk management and the security risk management leadership team. We are tackling both fronts. And what I mean by that is we want to provide leadership level with analytics that they can make informed decisions on. And also, we want to help streamline and optimize security operations. And so preparation consists of risk scenarios, maturity assessments, you have team practice exercises, security control assessments, purple teaming, your asset inventory can probably go into preparation, vulnerability management, detection engineering, and probably a handful of other components. And then execution is your day-to-day ops. That's your alert triage, your incident response, your proactive threat hunting. While we have a very great understanding of the technologies used daily, how the Security Operations Center is getting more optimized, more refined, previously siloed capabilities are now talking together, data is normalized, and the processes by which a SOC analyst is doing work, they're more and more efficient and effective. Now, with that said, there is what we consider to be a bit of a gap, a market need, and I'll do my best to try to convey exactly what I mean there. When you are doing security ops, you know, maybe you're working a 10-hour shift as part of a team in a SOC. Well, there are in mature and large enterprise SOCs, there's a lot of work going on that's being done automatically through the execution of playbooks and orchestration and automation and response tools. But there's also still and will always be an amount of work that's being executed manually and manual analysis being conducted. And so the critical high confidence alerts that are generating and instantiating or kicking off that alert, that manual analysis, those scenarios aren't really being captured. So what I'm trying to get at is there's a gap between how you're preparing and how you're improving the readiness, essentially leading up to your daily security operations. And which is unlike typically in sports where you practice a lot and then you execute on game day, security is, it's run in parallel. You're preparing and you're executing all together, all the time. And so what we are moving toward is being able to take those manual processes, capturing those, the environment that you were operating in, the threat that you're facing, the exact data sets, the tools and the way that they're configured, and cloning those over into a modeled environment that you can revisit, and you can essentially step through those in multiple iterations for various reasons. And those reasons are going to be either to, maybe you had a security analyst conduct manual analysis that, but only that person dealt with the case. Well, what about the other 20 analysts that could have had that scenario on any other given day? Well, you want to be able to expose that to them, to that scenario to them as well. And our platform is very quickly moving toward being able to generate all the data you need, or the environment, the tools, essentially a clone of that scenario in a test environment. And you can do, you can build competency, you can conduct security research, you can do security testing, you can tune, modify the tools that you're using for threat detection, investigation, and response, and then make those changes and implement them into production. And then you have this virtuous cycle of security operations and then the optimization of security operations in test, near to spec clone environments. And so now take all of that information and derive executive level analytics from there, information that can be used to drive down business risk, have a better understanding of specifically cybersecurity risk with respect to people, process, technology. And now you have a complementary platform to your daily SecOps platforms that is helping you just your security program improve every day. So hopefully that made sense. Probably not the most concise way to put forth, but hopefully I got that point across.
So if our listeners want to get in contact with you, what's your web address? What's your contact information?
Sure. So I can be reached at Sean, S-E-A-N, dot Donnelly, D-O-N-N-E-L-L-Y, at Simspace, S-I-M-S-P-A-C-E.com. You can visit our website at www.simspace.com.
Sean Donnelly, nice chatting with you here on WCYB. Thanks for the chat. Thanks for the information. Thanks for being with us today.
Thanks, Zach. Great talking with you.
This is Zach Hack, and this is Cybercrime Radio. The show has been brought to you by Simspace. To learn more about Simspace, visit simspace.com. Don't forget to join our other hosts for shows and information on living in the cyber world. Thank you so much for listening, and remember, be safe online.